Thank you. Great. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, what's next?
Hit it. Hit it up. Stolen black man, family lost. Packed as a cargo ship was tossed. Now survived to count the cost. He feels the rhythm of the Atlantic Ocean. The rhythm of the Atlantic Ocean. Feel the rhythm of the Atlantic Ocean. This is the rhythm. British pirate ruled the sea from Trinidad to Bimini. Now he has eternity to feel. Feel the rhythm. Sailors to and fro, whale and dolphin down below. But listen to the rhythm. Foreign artist stows away, wants to reach the USA, lives to paint another day. And feel the rhythm of the Atlantic Ocean. Feel the rhythm of the Atlantic Ocean. Feel the rhythm of the Atlantic Ocean. Listen to the rhythm. Off the bus from Benny Lane, young musician took a plane, got invited back again.
Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, I feel the rhythm, the Atlantic Ocean. I'll feel the rhythm, the Atlantic Ocean. Feel the rhythm.
My dad, who was born in 1902, had a band when he was about 20 in the Roaring Twenties. It was called Jim Mack's Band. And him and my Uncle Jack, who was his brother, were in this band with a couple of other people. And when we came to do Sgt. Pepper, it was funny because I found an old picture of their band. And we've kind of modelled the cover of Sgt. Pepper on it. Is that they have their bass drum like we had, and a big gathering of people. He only played as an amateur, but he was a very good pianist. He learned by ear, and he also used to play a bit of trumpet, till, as he used to tell me, till his teeth gave out. Can't play a trumpet with bad teeth. Anyway, when I was a teenager, he gave me a trumpet as a birthday present, which I used to love, but it's kind of a difficult instrument for me to learn. And I suddenly realised that not only would it only last till as long as my teeth did, but also that it would be very difficult to sing with a trumpet stuck in your gob. So I asked him if he wouldn't mind me trading it in for a guitar. He said he didn't mind at all, so I went down to a shop called Rushworth and Draper's and traded it in for my first guitar ever, which was a Zenith. And I've still got it to this day. And so thanks, Dad. This is Ubu Jubu.